Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off. Imagine a toy so iconic it practically wrote the playbook for pleasure. Allow me to introduce or reintroduce you to the Magic Wand, aka the Cadillac of Vibrators. The Magic Wand Original is a trusted companion in the journey of joy, whether it's your first time chasing an orgasm or you're looking to give your partner a spine-tingling erotic massage. The Magic Wand should be your go-to with powerful rumbles and several different rhythms and patterns. It's no wonder the Magic Wand has scooped up accolades like Vibrator of the Year for decades. I'm so enamored with mine, I've customized my bedside table just to keep it within arm's reach at all times. But the magic doesn't stop with the original Magic Wand. The Magic Wand family has grown over the years, offering a variety of models to suit every lifestyle. Go cord-free with the Magic Wand Rechargeable. Embrace compact power without compromising intensity with the Magic Wand Mini. I love this mini. Or the Micro, which is just teeny tiny and really powerful. Or enjoy a range of sensations with the Magic Wand Plus. Each model delivers the same powerful orgasmic rumble that made the original a legend. So are you ready to experience the magic? Visit sexwithemily.com/magicwand and discover why the Magic Wand continues to enchant pleasure seekers around the globe. That's sexwithemily.com/magicwand. Magic Wand, more than just a vibrator. Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. You know how much I love sharing the best sex toys and products with you? Well, on today's show, I've got not one, but two lovely ladies whose entire business is helping people pick the right toys for them and ways to enhance a relationship. They'll be sharing secrets from the adult store industry and sharing their personal stories as well. So thanks so much for listening. Enjoy the show. Okay, it's time for my weekly Sibian update. We've been having a good time. Nice ride, so to speak. I've had it for a few months, and I've truly experienced things I didn't know was possible. I did not know possible to feel in my own body. And for me, that's surprising because I feel like my business for 10 years has been figuring out what I can feel in my own body so I can share it with you. But the Sibian has taken it to all to new levels. And there's two reasons why I'm grateful for it. Number one, it has stretched my ability to for pleasure. Like alone and with a partner. It's been like great foreplay. I've experienced different ways to orgasm. Like it actually is true, everything they say about it. It is a orgasmic machine. And number two, I get to tell you about a product that will actually 100% push the needle in your sex life and your sexual satisfaction level, whether you're single or in a relationship, because it will change your sex life. It is a full-on sexual experience, the Sibian. It has a unique mountable design that simulates the feeling of being cowgirl position, which no other product does that. So if you think about it, in cowgirl is where a lot of women can actually experience orgasm during intercourse. And so you get to be in that position. And some women have never experienced that, have no orgasm during intercourse at all, which is probably the most common question I get asked. And the thing about the Sibian is that you can learn to, you can just get on it to like experience different things. There's like 11 attachments. You can get, you know, dildo shape ones, penis shapes, finger shapes, horses. No, just kidding. There's no horses. Clitoral, everything. But you also ride the Sibian so you can train your body. You know, you can learn something on there, like how you orgasm, and then you can transfer that experience to having sex with your partner if you'd like, or just keep it for yourself. It's also great foreplay. I'm telling you, your partner will get so turned on just watching you on it. It is just a whole thing. It's the, oh, and check out my new blog. I just wrote a little review for you. Mm-hmm. So it's called The Sibian Diaries, and it's on my website, sexwithemmy.com, and I share some of my dirty details. Mm-hmm. With my brand new toy. So to hear what other happy customers have to say about their sex life changing Sibian, or to order yours, go to Sibian.com, S-Y-B-I-A-N. And as a special treat, you get $75 off your first order with code EMILY75. That's EMILY75 at Sibian.com. Check it out. Thanks for listening.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
The women know about shrinkage.
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
To Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com, where you can listen to all of our podcasts, sign up for our mailing list, and also check out our blogs. We are updating the website every day. We've got videos. Have you been to our YouTube channel? Why the hell not? Subscribe to that. It's a good time. Thank you, everyone, for joining me. I'm so excited for today's show. Ah! I love having all the women here. It's so good. It's so good. We've got such a good one with Madison, producer. Hi. Madison. Who many of you know. And we've got two other special people here. We've got McKenna.
Hi, guys.
Hi, McKenna. Longtime listener of the show. And Kate as well, listener of the show.
Hi.
And both of you are here because you actually work in sex toy shops, which I love because we've, God, I mean, for a lot, I don't think there's been anyone on here in a long time that's done that. And you guys know toys like I do inside and out. Probably even more. You guys are like there on the cutting edge. Like this comes in, that comes in. You got to try it. And we get so many emails and people are like, how do we, you know, couples who are like, how do we, you know, buy a toy together? And like, just the thought of going to a store together is intimidating, or even going to a website. So you guys, I want to hear about like common things that, you know, common questions you get asked, some of the newest toys out there, and also your personal experiences, because I'm sure it's expanded your horizon. How could it not as well? Like Madison, God knows she's having orgies every weekend now after working here.
Basically, yeah.
Just kidding, not yet.
Doing
she's
some
told me
urethral
about.
Soundings.
Urethral soundings, everything. It's crazy. But first, I got to tell you two things that are very important. This is my live show.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 10 years. I can't quite believe it's been a decade. I don't know how this happened, but I have a 10-year anniversary show at the Improv in Hollywood. It's this weekend, okay? It's mm-hmm. in two friggin' days. So if you're listening to this, you're like, God, I really want to go to L.A. This is a great time. And you're like, God, it'd be fun to meet Emily and hang out. Because mm-hmm. I'm hanging out. Like, this is a party. This is a big party. It's a celebration. It's December 6th. It's 7:30 at the Hollywood Improv. Doors open at 7. Tickets are $15 pre-sale, if there's any left, and $20 at the door. To buy tickets, go to sexwithemily.com, click on the event flyer, and we'll redirect you to the ticket page. Menace will be there. Some VIP guests, Dr. Drew will be there. He'll mm-hmm. be answering some questions with me and Anderson and Madison and, I don't know, McKenna and Kate. You guys are welcome to come as well. I hope
I already got my
guest.
Tickets.
Oh, you did?
I
oh,
did.
Awesome.
Super stoked.
So excited. And also, well, there's no time for them to send in their memories.
Right. No, it's a little last minute.
I was asking y'all to send your favorite memories, but you can't do that now. Just come and show up because we're going to have our Sex with Emily t-shirts that I've been talking about for 10 years.
Yes,
there's
that's
like a lot
very
of
very exciting.
And it's going to be a live podcast, but we're going to have drinks and food and everything taken care of for you all. So come join me. I'm really excited. I'm a little nervous, I have to be honest, but I'm super, super stoked.
It's going
to
be great.
And then also this week, I join me Tuesday, December 8th in Hollywood. Just don't leave. Just move here or just come if you're in the neighborhood. It's Tuesday, December 8th, 7:30, my upcoming workshop at Hustler Hollywood, Naughty or Nice, Sexy Hollywood Holiday Advice. I'll be answering your pressing questions, share my hottest gift picks for every lover on your list, which we're actually going to cover a lot today. And it's going to be a fun workshop. It's we have drinks, we hang out, we're going to go shopping after, and I'm going to just walk you around the store because here's the thing. The holidays, let's be honest, you can get your partner a new tie. You know, maybe she really wants new shoes. I don't know. But why not get one thing, just one thing that'll like that's for both of you. Mm-hmm. That can enhance your sex life. Like, why not? It could be lube. It could be a stocking stuffer. I don't care. But we're going to talk about that. I'm also answering your top sex questions. So email me, RSVP at sexwithemily.com to save your seat. And also send the top sex question you'd like answered. Yeah. And if we answer your question during the event, you get a free gift.
Yes.
And we're doing giveaways. More and it's always a good friggin' time. Okay, that's what we got to tell you. Let's get into... Oh, we could do this Sex in the News piece.
Sure.
It's about a sex toy. And then we're going to get on to you girls because I'm very excited. All right. Have you guys heard of this? It's called the Izzy Vibe.
I think it's Izzy Vibe.
Izzy Vibe. It's a smartphone case that turns your phone into a vibrator. Kate, you heard about it?
It was bound to happen. It showed up on my feed on Facebook.
What?
It showed up on my feed on Facebook.
Oh, okay. You're already on top of it. Right. We should. Why don't we just turn to Kate for Sex of the News from now on?
I know.
She's already on top of it. Okay. Or McKenna. I'm sure you guys do. Okay. So someone out there at one point in the recent past thought to him or herself, my phone has a vibrate setting. How can I take that and put it to use as a vibrator to stimulate women? This person is why America is the best country in the world. It's just that kind of ingenuity that has made this country the nation it is today.
Yep. Vibrating phones.
Well, you know, for years since phones started, you're like, oh, it vibrates. It's always a joke. But now they actually, it looks like it's an insertable, it looks like a stimulation device.
Yeah, it looks like a dildo attached on a phone case.
Yeah, which seems kind of like not that, I don't know. Like, it's not like you're going to like, hello, be on the phone. You got the vibrator sticking out the top.
Have a little dilly on the top.
It's like dildos coming out of your head. But, you know, hey, you can customize it. It comes with 7 vibration modes. According to Mashable, the Izzy Vibe plans to launch in June 2016. So it's basically this attachment you just plop on top of your... It's like an iPhone case, but yeah.
I'm guessing they need to do something to make the vibrations a little stronger. Because, I mean, let's be real. Ladies, let's be honest. How many of you have, at one time or another, your phone's been going off, you've been like, I wonder... Mm-hmm. No, not strong enough. Like, it's really like nothing. It's like a quiet, it's like a gentle hum.
It must do that because it's also controlled by remote control. I don't know. We'll see. We'll check it out. We'll be the first to let you know.
Put it on your calendars, guys.
Okay, let's get to the good stuff. Ooh. Well, that was good stuff. I don't mean to discredit my own
How
good
dare
stuff.
You.
Okay. So, Kate, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
We can find you at your Instagram is Empire of the Bun.
Very cute. Yep.
That's very cute.
Thank you.
And we'll have all this if you missed it. It'll be all on the website as well. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be talking to you about some toys on the market, your experience, and a little about your background, how you got into this sex toy world.
So I think my fascination with smut started with sleeping in my big brother's room while they listened into Loveline.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and being just a little kid and overhearing everything and being really curious, but... You know, always kind of being shamed about my curiosity.
Right. Oh, my God. You all shared a room you listened to it. That's amazing.
Yeah. I'm a bit younger than they are.
Right.
But when I got older and I went to college, I decided to study human sexuality along with everything else. I had a radio show where I kind of discussed it for my college station.
Great.
And then once I graduated, I was thinking, how do I keep in smut? And then I looked at jobs at adult shops, and I saw one that I really respected, their kind of feminist mantra, so I applied, and here I am.
We can say that you work at Good Vibrations.
Yeah, I think we can.
Yeah, I mean, I've been talking about Good Vibrations for 10 years, and I got my first vibrator there when I moved to San Francisco 22 years ago.
Right.
Yeah, I barely had an orgasm, and that I walked in, and it's the best store because you walk in, and it's like... It's so comfortable, you know, like
it's
that
really
experience.
It's really welcoming, and, you know, I've gone into other shops, and I remember the first experience I had in a shop, I was... really uncomfortable, and there were lots of just totally male gaze oriented products, and I was so uncomfortable. But the first time I went into Good Vibrations, I was just super comfortable. Everyone was pretty knowledgeable, so I could ask questions that even I thought were maybe kind of weird.
Right. And they're like, oh yeah, I've heard this about it.
Yeah.
They're like, it's so normal. It's like talking about the weather. Right. Yeah. I love it. Well, that's awesome. And McKenna, you also work at a sex toy shop, and you are Kenna Kinsey. Oh
yes.
My God, you guys are both so sexy. Kinsey and Mountable. What's yours? Wait.
Bun.
Empire. Mountable.
And McKenna, you've been listening to the show, and we first met. You came to one of the Hustler workshops. That's how we first met. And I love that. Thank you for your support and coming up and supporting the show and writing for us now.
Yeah. Starting to write some stuff.
I love it. Yeah. So how did you get involved in this crazy sex world? Amazing, beautiful, wonderful sex world.
It's amazing. I think it kind of started when I was 12. I got a TV in my room for the first time. Oh. And because, you know, graduating sixth grade, going to be a middle schooler. And I discovered the Cinemax After Hours.
Right.
Yes. Right. So I knew I wasn't supposed to be watching it, but it always, like, just happened to be on, like, when I was going to bed. And I was, like, as a 12-year-old girl, I was like, whoa, I'm starting to feel some things. I don't know if that's normal. But, yeah, it, like, kind of just... Throughout high school, a lot of my friends came to me for advice. Like, is this normal? How do I? Because I was like kind of open about masturbation and just like, have you guys ever
have you ever touched yourself down there? Right. Like, and I think when I was like 13, I found my mom's back massager, which wasn't like a Hitachi. Okay. No. But it was like more like, looks like a spaceship on top.
Okay.
And anyway, so like I plugged that bad boy in. I was like, well, this is amazing. Like I thought I invented it.
Wait, was that your first time masturbating or no?
No, I had was masturbating when I was 12 or what, with just my hand. But then like when I discovered this back massager and I was like, oh my God, I invented masturbation. Like right. I got to tell everybody about
Kinsey.
It.
Kinsey, right. That's right.
Totally. No, yeah. So
so you
I think
start
from
telling
there,
your friends about it.
For sure, yeah. Like, and then they just kind of were coming to me for like not so much like sex advice because I kind of waited like a little bit longer than the other girls, but just like for relationship, like how do I get a guy to like me? I was the tomboy. So right. A lot of the guys were friends with me and then a lot of the girls were friends with me. And so like I was like middleman Cupid for like ever. I guess like all this to say that like it kind of just throughout my adulthood, I was still reading about sex, watching things that had to do with sex. I was really open about it. And like, I just was always just really sexually curious. So 2 years ago, I decided, and I had taken some like classes in like different universities. I had like kind of jumped around. I couldn't figure out what I wanted to do. I thought I wanted to do psych. Ended up getting my degree to work with children. And I was a preschool teacher for 5 years.
You didn't talk to them about masturbation.
Absolutely
right?
Okay, not. No. But like, you know, there's always that like in the preschool, right. Like, you know, like, what do you call like a kid's privates or whatever? And I was always the teacher that was like, that's a penis and that's a vagina.
Right, straight out.
Right, yeah.
Your
and like,
pee-pee in your wee-wee.
Yeah, right. And I got in trouble once because they're like, not, I don't know.
They always want to get mad at the
teachers. I know, I was like, seriously? Like, they're going to figure this out.
Right.
Anyways, but so like 2 years ago, I just decided to take like another human sexuality, it's like my third time around and loved it. It just felt comfortable. I was like, I understood everything, like all of like my like, pre-existing classes, courses, life experiences kind of had was just like, okay, this is your aha moment. Like, you need to do this. Education is what is your thing. So
then you got the job at the sex toy store
so
as
I
well.
Got,
so you're both.
Exactly. That
now,
was kind of like
how do they train
perfect
you?
Timing.
Tell me about the training real quick about working at a sex toy. I really don't know.
We at Good Vibrations have classes with Carol Queen.
Amazing.
And so I had 2 all day long, 8-hour shifts. Just information sessions with Carol Queen in addition to being trained
she's
on the floor.
One of the top sex educators in the country and she was like on my second show.
It was so hard
her.
Not to fangirl.
I know,
and just,
she's
oh
such
my
a
high gosh wow but
that's such a great person to get. So she teaches you everything about toys and your body and pleasure and how to talk to people. Okay,
yeah. And in addition to that, you have everyone in the store has to go through section by section and explain it, and until you've heard everyone spiel, You can't really explain it, you know. You
right.
have to be very broadly educated on every topic to even be on the floor, which was a lot of pressure, but I feel like it's really paid off.
And do they test you?
Yeah, you have a whole evaluation with a bunch of questions, and it's recommend 2 products for...
Right, this couple comes in, like a story problem. They come in, and she's never had an orgasm, except for once, with a bigger penis, but his penis is small, and then what would you do? But he also has erectile dysfunction. No.
Yeah,
what toy would you recommend?
How do you make them feel comfortable and safe, and how do you make a... I don't know. I find a lot of male-bodied folks seem to be really uncomfortable when they're getting a toy, because it's kind of, for a lot of people, I guess, a reflection of their deficit or something like that, and it's... How do you make sure they're comfortable and explain things? You have to do a lot of like analyzation of social norms, and
it's true.
Thorough. It's crazy,
right? And with each, it's almost like you're a therapist because you put kind of do like each person's like you got to kind of figure out where they're at. Like maybe they've never been in a toy store, maybe they're they don't even never had an orga, wherever it is, you got to like piece it together how they'll be comfortable. So how about your training?
I don't know. Mine. I wish I had like a cool instructor like that. Mine was for the most part. Like all in a computer, like they just train you like on product knowledge and things like that. But for me, like I just did my own investigation. Like YouTube is kind of amazing, like sex toy reviews. And then I was listening to like your, podcast. Like I've been listening to it for a couple of years, but I learned so much about what I do and like how I talk to people. Is like from words and verbiage that I hear you say.
Oh.
And like even certain toys that like, are coming out or whatever. Like I just did my own research on it and then watched a lot of YouTube. And I feel like they could definitely improve how they teach.
Mm-hmm. Maybe like, you'll start up the teaching program.
Oh, that's kind of what I'm trying to do
Good,
now. Yeah,
you should.
Just like educating
that's really cool.
and just talking about customers and, mm-hmm. and like you really have to figure out, it's always start discreet, you know, be quiet because not everyone's comfortable walking into a store.
Like, so you want a big dildo, do you? Like,
no one wants you need some lube. Like,
so what are some of the common, is there, if you had to say like your most common thing, like if there is one that you get asked when you come in, like, is there a common scenario or top two?
I feel like we have a lot of people, regardless of what they're looking for or what they're into, they want to know if it's normal.
Right. Everyone wants to know if they're normal. Yeah. Are you like, listen, first, there is no normal.
What's most popular or what's good? Well, you know, everyone's body is really different. Pleasure is really personal. So what are you looking for? But they immediately will try to kind of look to you for some validation or to be normalized for, you know, someone comes in looking for their first flogger.
Right.
And you have to say, yeah, impact plays rad. Let's talk about it.
Right. Exactly. Like, no shaming. Like, it's all good. So you get them to like open up. But that is interesting because, you know, it's like, it's kind of like when you go to a restaurant and you're like, it kind of bothers me when people do this when they're like, so what do you like here? Should I get the steak or the chicken? It's like, you don't know this waiter. Like, totally different taste buds. He might love the steak the way it's cooked, but you don't like steak. It's kind of like, it's different for everybody. How could you say, I love this clear vibe. This person might want juice, but you can't. So you got to find, extrapolate more information from them. Yeah. But I was going to ask, is there ever like one toy that you guys, I just want to hear you want to say, like, is there a one toy fits all?
No.
At all, no. not even like a close. Like, a woman comes in, she's like, I've never, okay, so here's the scenario.
Okay.
I'm gonna start with a woman. She comes in and she's like, hi, I've never had an orgasm and I'd like to buy a toy. Okay, McKenna, what would you do?
I'd probably ask her a couple of like personal questions depending on where
like
we
what?
Go
like,
or whatever.
Pretend I'm her.
Well, you know, have you ever tried masturbating before? Like, do you use your hand?
Yeah, I've tried my hands. I've been doing it. It just doesn't work. It just doesn't. I don't think I've had sex. I feel like it's fine, but I don't have an orgasm. I know that I've never had one. I've tried everything except for a toy.
Yeah. Okay. So from there, I would probably just kind of educate them a little bit on the different kinds of toys that we have. There's like the jelly kind. Those are like really, excuse me. Those are really soft for the body, but the ones that are going to last longer are going to be the silicone ones. And then I kind of like, you know, from there, just kind of gauge like their body language. I'm listening to if they're like chiming in, if they're making any kind of eye contact or non-eye contact.
Probably not, right? A lot of people
right,
are, like,
yeah, they're like looking down, they're looking around. And I try to do this away from the toys initially because, excuse me, the store that I work at, the toys are in the back of the store. And, like, sometimes that's really intimidating for people to go back there. So I kind of, like, get all this, like, foreground information before I go to the back.
Right.
But you're then
like,
I kind of...
Come back with me. Like, you're the beaded curtain.
Yeah. And that way when we go back there, it's like I know exactly where we're going. And I'm not weaving her around, like, the aisle. So she's, like, getting all uncomfortable and seeing, like, butt plugs and, like, pumps and stuff. And getting, like, totally scared. So for first-time ones, I typically show them, like, something like a compact vibe. Like, so something that's going to be handheld.
Like, what would you... I know you guys also use some toys that we want to talk about, but what would you recommend? Like a bullet or like a...
Compact meaning like something small. Like we have like what I call lipstick vibes. So like something that looks like lipstick or like just discreet.
Like the screaming
small.
O.
Yeah. Like screaming O. Or if they're looking for something a little bit more like higher end, the Tango by We Vibe.
I love the Tango.
Or the Touch. Like those I consider compact. They're small. They're discreet. Material is going to be a lot higher end. They're rechargeable, waterproof. Like I try and, you know, filter out what exactly they're looking for.
Right, what the price range is.
Exactly.
Because you can get a good toy. I mean, you don't have to spend $100.
No, not at all. Like,
but you also make sure it's like body safe materials, which
totally.
Is great. Vibrations is great for that too. But, you know.
I always encourage silicone though. Like I just feel like that's going to last people a lot longer whoever that may be using the vibrator because it's just like a higher grade quality toy, I guess.
Right. Okay. Good.
Yeah.
And Kate, I was going to say to you, so let's say I came in. Let's say Madison and I were a couple. Mm-hmm. And we've never had a sex toy before. And we want to, like, spice up our relationship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We came in. And we're like, okay, so am I the girl or the guy?
You be the girl. I'll be the guy. Okay. I feel like that's usually hard.
I'm just bringing this on Madison.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, not even paying attention.
Okay, so we come in and we're like, you're there. We're like, hi, Kate's like, I'm like, okay, hi. We want to like, we've never used a toy. We'd like to just buy something kind of fun together.
And she takes one look at me and it's like, fleshlight. This one wants a fleshlight.
Yeah, he just like wants some fleshlight. He heard on this stupid podcast accidentally, whatever. But it's not about me too. Like, I just think something fun like for both of us to do together. Mm. What would you recommend?
So for a lot of folks, I feel like cock rings are pretty good place to go because,
but it's for his cock. Well, how will I experience it?
Well, if it's a vibrating cock ring, you can have some clitoral stimulation.
Nice.
And kind of spice up your sex life in a different way. But a lot of people are familiar with cock rings, and you can
cock
get
rings, yeah, they're great.
And you can get an elastomer one that's mm-hmm. A lower price point without really investing in something that's really high end that you're going to be disappointed in. Or might be, right. You don't have the same risk.
A cock ring's a great starter. Yeah, absolutely. It's true.
I feel like that's a great starter.
It vibrates the whole thing.
If you're looking into something, more intense, the Wee Vibe is the place where I go a lot.
The Wee Vibe, yep. It's a couple's toy. You wear it during sex. Well,
especially the Plus, intercourse. The app. I mean, it's really great for traveling mm-hmm. couples because you can still have that intimacy of this interaction by controlling your
if you're
your
like long distance
vibe.
Or Yeah. You can be like, babe, tonight, or like, whenever. Yeah. Like, you can just be like, wear it today in your underwear.
Yeah, go to the movies.
Yeah, mm-hmm. go to the movies and play with it. I should do that tonight.
Yeah. Oh my God, you should totally do it during the movies. Yeah. Absolutely. That'll spice up Hunger Games like nobody's business.
I know, seriously. I don't know what we're going to see, but that's a great, great idea. Okay, so I want to talk to you guys about some toys. So we did a little pre-thing, and we heard from you, like, what are the toys that you most want to talk about? And this was, like, totally from them. This has nothing to do with us here at Sex mm-hmm. Emily. There was one we could start with that you both mentioned. So I think we should go. You guys have never met. They've never met until today. You both said the Womanizer, which I've talked about. I wrote a blog about.
Yeah, it's on
But site. I want to hear from you guys because this is like making waves. Like this was just launched 18 months ago. People are freaking out about it. It's a high price point.
Yeah.
And it's like changing the sex toy world. So
it's
go,
worth
Womanizer.
Every penny.
Okay, Makeda, tell me why. So let's explain it first. People don't know about it.
Okay, so if you've never heard of the Womanizer, it is a clitoral toy.
It's not the douchebag you dated in college.
Right, no.
It's not the Britney Spears song.
Mm-mm, no. No, I actually learned, because I went to a vendor training for this particular toy. The guy who was telling us about the Womanizer was saying that the Womanizer actually, because it's made over in Germany, it's actually like a good thing to be called a Womanizer over in Germany, which I laughed.
I know.
Because I was like, wait, what? Because over here in America, like, we're like, that's not a good thing.
Right. I heard there's all this controversy about the name, but that's what's so amazing is that it's just like, it didn't even bother. No one cared because the orgasms were amazing. So,
But so it like the design of it is like it's going to be a little bit bigger or maybe the size of your hand. And it has like two removable silicone like tips. So it's like easy to clean. But how it works, it's indirect clitoral stimulation. Stimulation.
Yeah.
There you go. Stimulation. So it kind of looks like a microdermabrasion thing that you put on your face.
Or like one of those face, like the Clarisonic.
Yeah, for sure. Somebody else said it looked kind of like an ear thermometer.
That's totally what I would think of, honestly. Like I was going to stick it in my ear and get a really good surprise.
Yeah.
So indirect clitoral stimulation. Okay, right. And you get the two different heads. Mm-hmm. So how do you explain that? Like indirect, like that's like, I mean, I've used it. I just want to hear from you, like how you explain that. Like.
What I usually say is because it's not directly touching, it goes over and it kind of sucks on your clitoris, essentially, mm-hmm. is that you get to have prolonged stimulation and pleasure without the same achiness and soreness that you might get from really strong vibration directly mm-hmm. on your clit
right.
for a long
it's
period.
Amen. Exactly. It's all the nerve endings around your clitoris, which are significant, are getting stimulated by it.
And it's such a different sensation that I feel like that's what really does it for people because you're not really familiar with that in terms
right.
of toys.
It's kind of like a buildup, like in a way too, because you're not going right for it. Because a lot of women can't take the direct clitoral stimulation mm-hmm. at all. So it's kind of like a little gentle kiss, but then you're like, oh, what are you doing? What are you doing? Ah, and then what about the button on it that you're like, for more? Do you use the button where they're like
turbo blast?
Yeah. It's like, if you want more.
Oh, the jewel button. Oh yeah. There's like five levels. Like if you can get past level 3, I commend you. Like I want to like give you a high five or something, but maybe with the other hand. But I like
right.
Like I don't know. The thing is so intense. Like if you're able to go into a shop, ask somebody about, "Hey, I just want to see, I want to feel, I want to experience the Womanizer." Cuz you really need to have it like on your fingertip to know exactly what this feels like cuz it hums and vibrates around. Mm-hmm. So if you have your finger like in like the
stick
opening
your finger,
part,
right?
Yeah, you can put your like the whole finger pad so that it's like sucking in, which would it's like your clitoris, but it's so intense when it's actually on the clitoris, like you kind of forget to breathe. I don't know about you, Kate, or I don't know. You forget to breathe. Every body, like every muscle in your body, like tenses, and you just all pleasure just goes straight to that spot. Yeah. And you are tightening everything internally too. Like your vaginal muscles are going crazy. And then like once you do get to that point of like orgasm, like no return, it's almost like too much to handle.
But like in a good way?
In a great way. Yeah. No. Yeah. And it's like you don't want to move. Like you are so scared of moving because it's going to stop.
Yeah. Right.
But you can actually like this one in particular toy, like it actually, their whole catchphrase is got a minute.
Right. It's like the 1 minute orgasm. Yeah,
you don't need
that long. Because you don't even need that long. No. And like their test study groups, like of the 50 women in these test study groups, it was something crazy like 43 of them had their first orgasm within a minute and a half. Oh.
Who've never had one.
And then those ones that were able to continue, which I don't have the like actual number, but they were having multiple orgasms. So their second one came a minute later.
Yeah.
Third one, a minute and a half later. Like it was just ongoing. And I don't know what these women were doing because I've actually tried to put this to test. I did. I totally timed myself the first time. My iPhone's right next to me and I was about a minute and 47 seconds.
Wow.
And
I was I had that too. I was like, snap. Hustler said to me actually, try, like, try it. And you know me, like, I'm like, okay. Mm-hmm. And then you're messing, like, you got to try it by tomorrow because I had to, like, write a block. Like, okay. I like, not that I don't want to, I'm just freaking busy. I'm like, okay, I gotta charge.
You have to like zone in.
I know,
in, you know,
it's so hard for me, like, just, you know, sit and do things and masturbate. But no, but I sat down and I was like, oh my God, like, it literally was like a minute. I'm like, okay, done, this is amazing. No, but then I kept going, same thing, multiple.
Because you can shift it. Like, you can, like, apply certain pressure to it.
Right.
So if you're pushing really hard, it's going to suck it harder. And
it's
then
like not a one-trick pony. There's
No. And then you can shift it. Like, if you get, like, kind of, like, it's not the same feeling as, like, desensitization, like, where you have, like, the vibrator in the same spot, where you kind of, like, freak out and, like, you have to move it. If you shift it, like, to, like, up a quadrant. Or, like, the lower. Because, like, all the different, like, the four quadrants that you can kind of, like, feel. Like, the upper, like, left-hand
one. Of the
one.
Clitoris. Where of the four clitoris. Different quadrants.
Yeah.
Right.
So, like, if you're shifting that suction just a little bit and actually touching the clitoris, like, you can have, like, all these different sensations. And you feel it in different parts of your body. And your head spins. It's, like, blackout orgasms.
You sound like you're an acid trip.
Like, yeah, like it's a religious experience.
What about you, Kate?
Well, I love reading the reviews online for it. I mean, if you go on, like, Good Vibrations website when I'm bored, or you know, I'll just look on the website for reviews for toys. You have ones where it's like, you know, my wife usually has trouble orgasming, and in our session, you know, she had about 10 orgasms and I thought she was done and I was pretty sure I was gonna be a widow.
Oh my God, right.
But yeah, then my it's perpetual orgasm machine. And I think it's so crazy because it doesn't, looking at it, I wouldn't have expected it to be comparable to, like, the Hitachi in terms of just the wow power.
But, right, you wouldn't think it. I was like, okay, what's this going to, you know, but, right, I was going into it like, okay, but, yeah, it's pretty amazing. So, Womanizer, check it out. You can get it at Good Vibes. Mm-hmm. And if you just go to our website, click on the Good Vibes banner, we have, like, a code for something.
Yeah, use code Emily for Emily 15. You get 15% off.
There you go. It's a great gift, and it's cool. It's rechargeable. It's a good time. Okay, when we come back, we're going to cover a lot more ground on toys, but I've got something else to talk to you about that's really, really important, and that is the intensity.
Oh.
Kegel exercises. Do you guys talk about Kegels? Do you guys sell a lot of the Kegel balls and things like that?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Do you guys know about the intensity?
I want one so bad.
Okay, well, we can talk about that. Okay, so the intensity is a product that has, you know, changed my life, sexual life. I feel like I already talked about the Sibium, but these actually, if I had like MVPs of 2015, it would be these two products because I even goddamn created an iPhone app 3 years ago called Kegel Camp because I wanted to, I figured we never remember to do them, so every day it pops up, tells you to do them. But I realized that I wasn't even doing them right until I made this thing. It's a rabbit vibe, but it's also a Kegel exercise. It does your Kegel exercises for you. It strengthens your pelvic floor. It has electrostimulation, which could sound like kind of scary to you, but it's not at all. You just put it in. You lie back in your bed. Sometimes I meditate, read a book, or I just lie there because it feels really good. And you put electrostimulation gel on, you put it inside you for like 10 minutes, 8 minutes a day. Yeah. And I'm telling you, you have like Kegels of steel. Like it does it. You don't have to do anything. And it stimulates your pelvic floor.
Yeah.
And then after that, you're like, oh, then I'll have an orgasm. You turn on the vibrator.
Yeah. It also has, it has a vibrator too.
You can do them both at the same time.
So you can do them both at the same time. I use my magic wand while I do it. And I have like really unreal orgasms. They're different than anything I've ever felt because my like Kegels are already going.
Right.
So it's like kind of like sends like shockwaves through my body, which is really kind of Don't do it in front of a partner. It'll scare him a little bit.
Although we had Mike call into the show. Yeah, that's true. And he loved it. Yeah. That was amazing. Because one of our listeners got it. And he's like, oh my God, it changed our sex life. They have four kids. And because a lot of women after childbirth, they need stronger pelvic floor muscles. And just in general, you guys. Yes. Right, no matter what age you are. So check it out. The Intensity. If you want to hear more, we did do a...
We did a sex toy review about it.
Yeah. We got a YouTube video about it. Mm-hmm. Sex toy review, Intense and Unplugged. Check it out. Go to Pourmoi, P-O-U-R-M-O-I.com. And check it out, The Intensity.
Yeah. And then also check out Sexploring a New You, which is another recent podcast where Mike shares his experiences with his wife and how it's changed their sex life for the better, which is kind of cool hearing it. Because you hear us talk about it all the time. But like hearing someone who has no reason to talk about it, he just loves it so much he wants to talk about it. I think it'll really like show a different
light. A good thing. Now here also, Emily and Tony. Check out emilyandtony.com. We got great products, massage candles and Down Under Comfort. Give your partner the gift of massage for the holidays because it's awesome. And there's some specials, some Black Friday deals.
Yeah, we got some Black Friday deals. And I'm sure Christmas will be having some more as well because I think Black Friday is past.
Exactly. So check it's all on the website. Have you guys seen the candles? Smell them, taste them?
Yeah. Pretty sure we carry
them. Do carry them with good vibes. Yep. So check it out. And Down Under Comfort, sweating anywhere. Check that out. So back to the show, people. Thank you so much for supporting my sponsors. Okay. What other toys do you think you want to talk about? You guys said in some things that you wanted that you were excited about. Besides Womanizer.
I have a little master list over here.
Yeah. Okay, let's talk about the Eva.
Yeah.
You want to talk about
the Eva? Yeah, the Eva's a wearable vibe, which
It looks so cool. I was checking it out on the site. So tell me, I want one like today.
Yeah, so it sits on the clitoris, and then it has these two little wings that go between the labia minora.
So it's like stimulating your labia. It's vibrant, which is amazing.
It's just holding on with these little bitty wings. I mean, I guess it would be variant with some anatomy, but I mean, it's pretty universal. So it sits right on the clit, so you don't have to hold on to anything, which I think is really nice with a lot of toys because you have to kind of hold it between you and your partner and work
right. So you can wear it. It's a wearable during intercourse. Yes, it's like a Wee Vibe, but different.
Yeah, but it's external only. I mean, occasionally I get the complaint about Wee Vibes that some folks find it to be a little crowded in there.
Yeah. Exactly.
So because it's external only, you can still feel the vibration when penetrating, but it's not so much in the way. I just
This one just doesn't fall out either. It stays on your clitoris. I get it because it wraps around.
Yeah, it just wraps around your
lips. It looks
your
so cool. And then you stimulate and then it's just
so cute.
It looks like a little like a ladybug.
Yeah, it looks like a little bug. I feel like
a Martian or something. Yeah. Arms like doo doo doo. Like it's really I want one yesterday. Yeah, I don't even know.
Silicone coated, so it's really easy to clean, and you don't have to worry about this porous material that's going to get grody. You have this nice, easy to clean toy that has a warranty, and they just updated. I think the earlier design had a couple issues that they've now hammered out. Okay. So this is the new updated with everything.
And version. So for with women, this is great for women who want on their own or have trouble orgasming during intercourse, which is common.
A lot of people find, some issues during penetrative sex having orgasms. So a lot of folks need toys or sometimes, it's hard to maneuver your hand in the way and everything.
And it's totally, when we talk about normal, I hate to say normal, but common, right? Like how many people come in the store and they're like, I just can't, because I feel like every day I'm telling women, no, it's okay. Like a lot of women can't. And it's okay to have to use a toy. Like that's the other thing. That it doesn't mean that there's something wrong with your penis or your partner or whoever you're with. It just means that we need extra stimulation that nothing else can provide. So we're going to bring this toy in and it's a good time. It will not replace you.
The way I like to think about it is sex is like ice cream. Ice cream is super good. Everyone is into something a little different, but ice cream universally, everyone can agree is pretty great. Mm-hmm. But what about putting chocolate syrup on it or sprinkles or just adding something to it that makes it even more bomb?
It's not great. Like ice cream is bad. Yeah. It's not like I'm never having chocolate. Right, exactly. Yeah. It's like, oh my God, but with the sprinkles and then the marshmallow and the whole thing, it's so much better. That's a good way to put it. I like it. Mm. The Eva. So that's the Eva. You can get that wearable couples vibe, a good vibes. Okay, so what are you most excited about, McKenna? I love this because you guys talk about stuff that I don't even know. I love it.
Well, besides the Womanizer, which I'm currently crazy about because it's quick, I really like the Ina Wave. The Layla from Laylo, it is a dual stimulator, so it's internal and external, but it does that wave, the come hither motion for the G-spot inside.
So good.
Yeah, like
How do you so it goes inside and it vibrates?
It goes like this. It curves. It curves. Oh,
it does. I don't have this one yet.
No, me neither.
I don't know how we don't have this. So it comes inside. So it's like two fingers.
So it's kind of like your traditional rabbit vibe, where you're gonna have like an insertable part for like the vagina, and then you have like the clitoral stimulation on the outside. But when you turn it on, the function that gives it the wave, it's kind of like this. Like a, I don't know.
The come hither. Like it is. It's the come hither.
And it moves up and down. And you can control the speed and the vibration. If you just want like the motor on the inside for the G-spot, you can like program it to do that. Or just the X-side or the external part. But you can have it go back and forth. And that's crazy, because like it's like building this orgasm like from inside and then outside. And then it finally like comes to...
So it has the clitoral and the G-spot. So yes. That's amazing. Right.
It is amazing. And the material, I've
seen it a million times.
It's brilliant. I think it's great. And it's kind of like if you've had like a traditional rabbit, or, you know, like one that you're just kind of like, oh, this is good, but, you know, I'm trying to find my G-spot, or I'm trying to explore more internal like pleasure. This would be the toy for that sort of activity. Yeah, a lot of women
are still trying to, Lori in our office, still trying to find her G-spot.
Right.
She will find it, damn it. No, but I'm wondering about some success stories. Have you guys ever had people come in who, like, had found the G-spot or had an orgasm, they're like, oh my God, thank you, like, this toy worked with that? Tell me some stories I want to hear.
Well, I mean, like, I don't know about you, Kate, but there's a G stimulant. So G-spot stimulant. Oh. It's called the G. And you would put it on your finger or your toy. It's compatible with toys. And what it does is it actually, like, it makes it kind of, like, icy mm-hmm. but warm at the same time on the inside lining, because there's so many tissues in there that are, like, so sensitive. So when you have this kind of, like, stimulation or the stimulant inside, it, for me at least, like, and how I explain it to people is when you're aroused, like the clitoris engorges, right? And then so does like the G-spot inside. So if you're really, really just determined to find that like G-spot inside, have like an orgasm outside, because all the blood is going to be rushing to the spot inside. And then with this stimulant on it, it actually makes it puff out a little bit more, because the blood...
It's easier to find.
So it's going to be easier to find. Like if you're like, you know, hell-bent on trying to find this thing, like I've not tried
this one. I had weird feelings about it, but it says organic. Oh, I like that.
I wasn't able to find the exact one you were talking about. I think I found a different one.
Okay. That was, but there's other ones. I'm just saying,
I've heard of the clitoral ones. I've heard of this.
Yeah, there's clitoral stimulants and stuff like that. But this particular one, it's like you can use it externally as well for the clitoris, but like it's kind of designed to go inside.
Okay.
Because it's like, you know, water-based and stuff like that.
Okay. I hope it's good. It's good for you. Okay. Sometimes I find like these things like, I don't know. What are you, Kate, your experience with these stimulating gels?
I mean, we don't carry anything that's a internal changer, really. Right. I mean, we have...
How about clitoral, the clitoral
ones? Yeah, we have, like, the Please Me cream with the arousal cream with peppermint that really kind of tingles.
It's kind of the same thing, though, the thing. It's peppermint. This fidgety spot one's stupid. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's good. So people can add it. And even if it just gives you the confidence. Like, I know I'm using something and it'll help me find my G-spot more. I think that's cool. Have you guys used... So are you guys in relationships? Dating?
Dating.
I have a cat.
You have a cat.
And a Netflix account, so, you know.
Yeah, good.
Spend a lot of time alone and with my toys.
Okay, got it. Well, I'm curious, dating or in a relationship, what's been your experience using toys with a partner? If at all.
Pulling out the Hitachi on, you know.
The magic wand.
Whatever.
Right. Yeah. It's not Hitachi anymore. We're not allowed to say that.
Oh.
They get mad. No, did you know that?
No.
Like about a year ago, it's no longer Hitachi. It's just magic wand. But I mean, I don't think that'll ever go away. But just magic wand.
The magic wand, pulling that out on.
The first date.
Whatever date you're on, and having that kind of between partners can be really overwhelming or intimidating for some folks. Mm-hmm. So I find that sometimes when I'm like,
what do you pull out instead?
I pull out the wand anyway.
I usually pull out the wand and just say, trust me.
Right. No, that's the thing. I mean, I know what you're saying, but also in a way, it's like, if that's what works for you, do it.
I mean, yeah, usually that, or I was backpacking through Europe last summer and I went into some random shop in Amsterdam and got just a travel vibe. Uh-huh. It's a single speed, but it does it. Yeah, if my, you know, foot and a half magic wand is intimidating or foot long, I'll just pull out something smaller.
Just put a little clitoral stimulation. Yeah. Be like, hey, how about this? It's a good time. And guys like the stimulation, or whoever you're with, women, everyone likes stimulation. I mean, the vibration. Mm-hmm. Feels good. What about you, McKenna?
Well, I've been dating the same person for like a handful of years.
Okay.
Yeah, no, toys were kind of like my thing, and like he like knew I had stuff.
Right.
But I just graduated from like a small drawer to a larger drawer, and it's now right next to the bed. So I think we're doing pretty good. But the whole like vibration thing, like I think guys don't realize how pleasurable it can be to have like any vibration, whether it's on like the base of the shaft or even just like, I mean, right. Turn on a really low setting if you're just starting out, but just kind of like stroking it, using it like on the underside, on the testicles or the perineum, which like people know is the taint. It's like the part between like the testicles and like the anus. But there's so many nerve endings down there that if you have just the slightest bit of vibration, it's going to be like a whole nother kind of feeling for them.
Right. They've never, and then they're going to be on board with your sex toys. If you ever think they're going to feel like you're going to leave it, they'll be like, oh, wait, let's use that. That's why cock rings are great too.
Yes.
They're like, oh, wow. Because a lot of guys on their own, they're not going to be like, I'm going to get, this. Some do. But
right. Yeah, the cock rings are like the vibrating ones are a great intro to like doing anything else with like vibrations
right.
for so, them.
So that's a good cheat. So put on the perineum. Right? Yeah, that's a great one. Yeah.
Especially with the two.
Oh, yeah. Like
which one?
There's
Screaming O has a couple.
Screaming O. Yeah.
They've a
there's
oh, yeah. 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 Oh,
right. Dual vibrators. Dual vibrator, like yeah. One on top for her, one on the bottom for him. And it's like.
Screaming O is a great starting point because they're the reasonable they're awesome, price point and you can kind of experiment with different. Different cock rings and stuff.
Just
like
pay
that.
Attention.
Vibratex,
like,
oh, Vibratex makes another one that they gave me at ILS when did? I was like, oh, I've never tried a cock ring before. And I think Eddie from Vibratex was like, what? Here you go. And like tossed it to me. And I was like, oh.
And they gave us all magic wand that day. That was a good thing. They gave us like special. Stacks oh my of magic wands. It's a good time. That was when you were an intern.
Yeah.
That's why she stayed. that's a good time. Okay, so what are some other toys, like some hacks maybe? Are there any toys that you're like, that were kind of like, they were meant for one thing, but you found out that it's really good for something else? Little tricks that you wouldn't know?
I think Layla's Tara and Ina, one has the remote and – or Ida. Ida is what
the
it is.
Ida, okay.
Yes. One has the remote and one doesn't, but they're virtually the same kind of G-spot stimulator.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Ida, the IDA.
Yes.
They're wearable, right? They're the ones that like kind of like go on the outside and hook in.
Uh-huh. Yes. Yeah. So they have the hooking feature. And I remember the first time I used it, I was – not super into it, but then I found out they can totally be used anally.
Ooh, right, you just flip it around.
Yeah, and I mean, they're anal safe, they have the flared base, so it's totally doable, but it's I think that's the true design for that toy.
Wow, that's a good one. Okay, and that's the Ida. Mm-hmm. All right, anything else with you? Anything that you found is just fun?
Well, I mean, the Wii Vibe 4, the one with the remote, like, a lot of people buy them because it's like, you know, a couple's toy, but what people don't realize is like they can use it as like a panty vibe. You know, so it's kind of like, to me, like, that's a pretty big hack.
Yeah, you could stick it in your panty. Right. Mm-hmm. I'm doing that tonight.
You need to do this.
Yeah. I'll text you and be like, Emily, are you wearing your Wii Vibe 4?
You should just put it in her purse. And like, I'll just, before she leaves.
And I'll text Ross and be like, hey, download the app.
Yeah. I know. Yes. Will you? Please? Yeah. Okay, good. She'll be in charge of my foreplay. No, that's true, though. You could, because it's a wearable, but it has remote control, which is really fun.
Okay. Yeah, so yeah, people come in like looking for like panty vibes, so like kind of spice up like their date nights or like, you know, the holidays are coming. So it's like they go to all these holiday parties and like they're like, I want to get my wife something or my girlfriend.
That's what's so fun.
And then I'm like, okay, I'm going to one up this game because it's going to benefit you. Check out the Wii Vibe 4.
Like, right, because you can wear it, but then you could also wear it throughout the party. Like he's like, I'm going to go get you a drink. And then he's standing at the bar and then he's like vibrating her while she's sitting talking to her girlfriend.
Because let's be real, guys like... remotes.
Oh, remotes. They like remotes.
They
That's
love
a good
remotes.
Point.
They want remotes. They want control. Mm-hmm. So, like, why not just be like, you know, this is like a win-win for you because you're going to see her squirm. Her knees are going to start closing. She's going to need to sit down, maybe go to the bathroom. Like,
that's so it's, fun.
It's
you're
fun
right.
To
like,
see your
like,
partner.
They like video games. Like, Madison, do you have one of these, the 4 Plus?
Yes, I do.
Because I know your boyfriend loves video games. Why don't you just give him this instead?
He's all about it. The thing is, he's so distracted by like playing with the things that by the time he's like we're ready to go, I'm just like I'm already not in the mood anymore watching him like fiddle around with like download the app and fiddle around with it like
but
test
this
it
is
out
an easy app
no
yeah,
I know
there's like
no.
9 settings already it's, programmed on it
oh my what's it called me being erotically charged is like a small window like by the time that he's like fucking around with it, I'm like, all right, so let's just watch Friends.
No, but I like, I just like, just thought of remote control because yeah. I know he likes video games.
No, he's super into it. The more techie a toy is, the more stoked he is. When we got to do the programmable Crave Flexes, he was stoked. He lost his fucking mind. He wanted to like design all of my vibration settings for me, and I was like, all right, settle down. Like, let's just have sex.
Right, exactly. Oh my God, or the Kiru. The Kiru.
Yeah. Oh, the Kiru. No, the Kiru. He was so, oh, yeah.
Do you guys know the Kiru? Yeah. The flashlight.
We don't have it, like, where I work, but I'm, like, constantly like, looking up updates and, like, pictures and, like, trying to read reviews and stuff.
I saw it on the floor of your house. And I saw it, like, on the floor of your room. Like, I didn't put it together.
Because we got, they sent us, like, a demo. And then Wes was all fucking excited about it. He, like, sets it up and everything. Gets it connected and it goes for like 3 seconds before it dies. And so he charges it.
That happens to us. We get the early ones.
And so he charges it. And then once he charged it, it wouldn't pair because it was a demo and it was new. So they sent us a new one and he was all excited. And he has tried that. And he really enjoys
it. It's just so we know real quickly.
Oh, yeah.
It's
really cool in that it pairs up with porn. So for instance, like you can use it as a couple thing because it comes with like, they do have one where it's like it's called teledildonic. Technology, which I really enjoy a lot. Just the words.
Such a wordsmith.
I know. Teledildonic technology.
Try to put that into sentence. I know.
I'm going to later. I'm going to slip it in there somewhere.
Dirty talk.
She's working on dirty talk.
Right? I am working on dirty talk. That's one of the things. Word. Yeah. That's
teledildonic.
I'll be like Anyway, so it comes with a dildo and a sleeve, kind of like fleshlight, made with the same patented super skin material. And for couples, it's cool because you have the dildo and you have the little like sleeve thing. And whatever someone's doing to the dildo, you can like feel it on the sleeve. So like if I were using it to insert into myself, he would feel it translated onto his penis because of the technology.
That's so crazy.
It's crazy. Whoa, it's if you only buy, so they have like the Onyx and they have the Pearl, and the Onyx is the actual sleeve in itself. If you just have the Onyx, you can hook it up to porn that they have that comes with the toy. And you can be watching porn, have this thing on your penis, and whatever's going on in the porn,
you're feeling it.
You will feel it on your penis. It is insane.
And then you will never leave your house again.
I was like, women are becoming obsolete. Like, he's not even going to need me anymore. But like,
we're on the right business, people. Yeah. Because you know what I'm saying? Like, no. We don't want it to become obsolete. Wow. We just want to enhance your experience.
Yeah.
Sexually.
Like, I mean, clearly we're still having sex. So it's not, I didn't become obsolete, but it was pretty exciting. And he was, I think he gets more joy out of setting it up, honestly, than he does out of putting his penis in it. Because he was so stoked getting it ready. Shout out to all my friends who know Wes who are listening. Oh, yeah,
that's cute. You probably changed him forever. So I have a question. Are there anything, what do you think are some like misunderstandings that people have about toys or some mistakes people make when they buy toys? You find anyone comes in, they're like, why did I get this or that? Is there anything you think that people need to know first or common errors, common purchases that people make are like, that wasn't right for you because blank?
I like to educate about like the material. I am not a fan of jelly. Jelly is super porous. A lot of bacteria can hide in there if you don't have a toy cleaner. Another thing, people will like buy like these really nice toys but not get a cleaner or not know how to clean the item. So
damn cloth. How do you explain it? Do you explain?
Wait, what? A damn cloth?
Damn cloth.
A damn cloth. Tell the story.
We had to record. Emily did like a, she had like a review video of the magic wand rechargeable. And we had to do some like post recording. Like she had to do some like,
how to
like,
clean it.
Yeah. Like I think it's like just some like after the fact. And so she had to record a damp cloth because for some reason that hadn't come off clearly in the video.
Yeah, that you use a damp cloth to
so
wipe
it
down.
So she had to do like, I forgot what it's called. It's like ADR or something like that. It's like after the fact. You do like audio recording. So Lori had that file, that sound file up on her computer and randomly throughout the day we'd just be working and all of a sudden she'd click on it and we just hear a damp cloth.
Yeah, they keep playing going, a damp cloth.
That's
damn
so
cloth.
Good.
So you can clean your toys with a damn cloth. Yeah. But you need to, but what if you don't have toy cleaner? Like you just clean it every time. Do it like mild soap.
Yeah, body safe soap. Like
body safe soap, right. Wipe it down. Well, every time you need to. Like there is bacteria. Yes. Like you
and
you
even before and after. If you live like in a house with like lots of pets and dander, like I just tell people wash it before and after and let it air dry. Like I don't even tell, do not use paper towels. Like,
you don't want all that fuzzy stuff inside.
No, it's like the little shards of fibers. And it's like, that is not meant to go inside.
Use a damp cloth.
A damp cloth.
That's not a damp paper towel.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Anything else for you?
I think knowing if a show or if a toy is anal safe is really important.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That too. Yes. Because they end up in the emergency room. How do they know?
Yeah, people will buy. I mean, it has to have a flared base.
Flared base, mm-hmm. flared, please. A flared base.
But people will come in.
Because otherwise, if it doesn't have a flared base, it will go up to your rectal, your canal.
Yeah.
And then you've got an awkward hospital visit.
My favorite is that the vagina is like a cul-de-sac. Nothing's really going to get lost up there. It'll eventually come out. But the anus is like a one-way intersection to the hospital.
That's so true.
You don't want to just
so good.
Yeah, it's just
I'm gonna start you guys could scream each other. It's
yeah, this is the most embarrassing experience possibly of your life.
You had one or it could
oh
be?
No, not me.
He's like, listen, I got this thing in my anus, and you're like, I just sold it to you, buddy.
We have people come in.
I didn't tell you to put in your anus.
We have people who are like, that's the thing I had to go to the emergency room for. And proudly show a scar.
Oh, my God.
Whoa. Or people will buy bullets with the cord because they're thinking I can put it up there. But what they don't realize is it can
the cord comes out.
Yeah, it can come detached. Yeah. And then you just
sphincter muscles.
Be careful with your anus. Let's talk about lube real quick. What do you guys think about lube?
Be careful with your anus. Let's talk about lube.
You always have to use lube. Segways. Lube is very important. Yes. Just in general. I mean, I love lube. Lube is so underrated.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah. So, what do you guys like? What kind of lubes do you? Water based. Which some of your favorite brands that you like?
Slippery stuff. I like the more kind of viscous, thicker because I feel like it just adds more padding for prolonged play.
Mm-hmm. Or the water based, or do you like silicone or
the water based slippery stuff, or like the what is it? Slickwood Sassy.
Slickwood. I love Slickwood.
Yeah, yeah. That's a really good.
That's nice.
Everything just kind of works.
Slickwood
for everything.
Is a great brand. I like all their stuff, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it kind of depends on, like, what you're doing. Yeah. But, like, solo stuff, like, I really like the Joe Agape. I
don't know if you guys System Joe?
Yeah, System Joe.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But it's, like, a really thin viscosity. And it, like, feels closer to, like, the natural lubrication that you produce when you are aroused, like, for women. So I kind of like that for solo play. But, like, for, like, intercourse or, like, even, like, anal, like, I like Intimate Organics. Have you tried that?
Yeah, I've heard of it, yep.
Nope. Yeah, but they have, like, this one. It's so thick. Like it's
because you need a lot of lube. You need a lot. Anal.
Yes. And you need it thick because you want it to last a long time because if you get dried out, that's a problem. But I really like that stuff because it's like got guava bark in it. I'm like one of those like organic hippie kind of chicks. Right. So like I like knowing what exactly is in my products like that I'm using. Exactly. And I like that stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. Uber Lube's great for silicone.
Love Uber Lube.
I love Uber Lube. Pure. Like another really, really popular
one. Yeah, those are about, you also have to invest in lube. Like, you want to get a good lube.
Yeah.
You don't want to buy anything at the drugstore. I'm just going to say
no.
that.
No.
Yeah, or anything with
don't do glycerin. KY, guys. Don't do KY.
Oh, God. I have a lot of friends who'll be like, well, I bought this KY gel. And I'm like, go home, throw it in the garbage, and then come talk to
me.
And
wash your vagina.
You care about your vagina. Yeah.
Wash your vagina.
Or even with Astroglide sometimes.
Astroglide's bad, too. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
Glycerin, I don't
I mean, they're trying to make some more body safe, but it's all just if you buy it at, you know, Walgreens,
well, if you have
don't
sensitivities
use it.
And you're prone to yeast infections, you really need to be conscientious of, like, what you're putting inside of yourself.
Mm-hmm. Same. That's why I use, like, skin condoms exclusively.
Oh, my gosh.
I am, like,
those
so
are my
sensitive.
Favorite
yeah.
ever. And oh I heard God. About them from
Wait,
you,
do,
Emily.
Really?
Yes.
Do I have them in my car?
I didn't bring the bag.
I've got, like, literally 1,000 of them.
Wow. Are you serious?
Everyone, follow me to the office.
Fudge.
We'll go.
Wait, you know
we'll
what?
Go
I might have them in
condoms.
My car in front.
Okay.
Yes, skin condoms. They're great.
I never heard of them. And even, like, working at the shop. It was
they're
like
polyisoprene,
yeah,
so they're not latex.
Whether they're allergic to like latex or not, I tell everybody about these because they're amazing.
And
like,
they're so thin.
They're so thin. You,
but
it's strong. Almost like
but durable.
You have to check sometimes. You're like, wait, are they? Is it still there? Okay, it's there. We're good. Mm-hmm. Like continue.
Right.
But it's no,
they're
good. So
good. Oh, I'm so glad you like them. You guys, I've got these Movember ones that are special for Movember, and
oh
they, have
they have
a mustache.
Stop.
I mean, it doesn't have a mustache on it, but it comes out like a little. Like you can wear a mustache for every sex. They're really cute. Okay, so anything else? Sex trends. What about? Is there anything changed since you guys have worked at the stores that you're like, this is weird? In the last month, a bunch of people have asked about, you know, urethral sounding.
Like trends and stuff like that?
I don't know, anything like lately or that you feel like has been a...
There must have been an article or something about tanga sleeves recently or some re-mentioning it because we had a week where...
Yeah, I would agree.
Do tanga sleeves. Oh, yeah. Explain what
those like are. They're like before fleshlight, I think. They're like
the tanga sleeves.
Yeah.
Oh, right, right, right.
Like a tanga egg.
Oh, tanga egg. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the eggs.
Or even the slide, the flip sleeve that they have. It's like a red sleeve that you can take out. And what's awesome because as opposed to the fleshlight where you have to flip it inside and out to clean it, this one you slide it open and it just folds out like a book.
Oh, interesting.
And it's really textured inside, but. We had a bunch of people coming in looking for all these
things. That's so interesting. That's so interesting when things just change. Yeah. Okay.
Well, and it has buttons on the side so you can vary the pressure. But I guess someone must have written about it because we had just this wave of dudes coming in. I'm glad you did too, because I just thought it was too.
That's interesting.
Like, yeah, just like the like small like, you know, like for like the head of the penis, you can stretch it down. But
entirely possible. They like an article for like Men's Health or Men's Fitness came out or something like that, or Playboy Radio did a thing on it because that does happen. Get into a lot of
anything
hands
else we didn't cover, you guys. If you think people need to know, going sex sites, the holidays, what would you think is a good gift to get your, let's say first for yourself?
Oh,
if
like
you guys
for
could have
us?
Your dream gap. What would you want? What would be your dream gift if you could get yourself anything?
Oh my gosh, the Stronic from Fun Factory. Yeah. I want it so bad.
Which the new or the
dry, like
the strains or whatever, the
Stronic Jouer or which one?
It's I think it's dry. It's like the third, it's like the turquoise one.
Okay.
Yeah.
So yeah, like the Stronic is a thruster. It's a pulsator. Like it's not actually a vibrator, and it has two opposing weights, and they go back and forth, so it feels like actual penetration. But you have to be really like, I guess I've been reading up on it. My like boss tells me all about it because we're like really open like that over
there. Right, I'm sure.
She's like, you have to be like really warmed up for it. You can't just like put it in like cold turkey, so to speak. Like you want to make sure that you're aroused and like maybe like, you know, have some like clitoral attention first, because it's not an extension yet. I hear that they're making. Okay, Kate, what is it called?
The Bistronic Fusion.
Ah, oh, tell me.
It. So the fusion. Yeah, it thrusts. So it has the same, you know, magnet technology that's getting the penetrative side of things. But then it has this manta ray looking clit stem that's on the exterior. They have it on the Fun Factory website.
I know. I think you sent me this, Madison.
I included the link in that because I had to get a look at it. I hadn't seen it yet. And I heard about it.
I need this.
Okay, let me. I'll click on it. Hold on.
But wait. Okay. So tell me. So it's the same thing, but it says a.
So it's like the Misbuy. Mm-hmm. You know that toy that they have with the dual motors. I guess they took the motor from
fantastic too, by the way.
And it's so filling.
Yes.
They took the motor from the Misbuy, the external little buddy, and then put it on, you know, a Stronic. So it has the thrusting, it has the clit. Arguably, you never need a partner again if you have that toy.
Oh my God, that's good.
You
tried it.
No, I I am getting it in the next few weeks.
Oh, good.
So I am very excited.
Oh my God, that's exciting. But okay.
It's amazing.
Right. I mean, it's loading. I did see it. That does look really cool.
Like, I was like going to get this for myself for Christmas, but now I'm like going to hold out for the Fusion because why not?
Because why not hold out for that? Okay. What about if a couple? Like, what would you just recommend? Like, what would you be like a great couple's gift? If they've never had a toy, something new or something fun? It doesn't have to be a toy. Maybe it's like a game or a fun, like,
I mean, like,
kit.
If you're like going into the, if you're going into a sex shop or like an adult store, like, whatever you want to call it. You know what? Get games. Sexy dice.
I always say this. The games are fun.
Like card games. There's these things out there that like they're like personal, like, you know, I love you checks. And like you can fill it out. Put them in somebody's lunchbox or like in their briefcase. Like, you know, start
like
the
foreplay. Like a massage tonight or blowjob. Yeah, right. Those are fun. Like I feel like something.
And even massage oils. Like getting something like your candles. Like that would be so beneficial to kind of just spark something. Or if you guys have to go to like one of the parents or in-laws or whatever. Like, you know what I mean?
Take it out of the box.
Yeah. Just like, you know, keep that romance alive and stuff.
Yeah. What do you think, Kate?
I think cards and games, like we have position of the day cards. Think when things get boring and if you're tired of maybe missionary every day, you can just flip in these cards and and try something new.
Or Emily's book.
Yeah. Hot Sex, over 200 things you can try tonight.
Yeah.
Get on Amazon. Get on my website. That's true. A lot of people use my book. They're just like, oh, let's open this page and do this. Mm-hmm. You know, just anything that you could do, because, again, I feel for people. They're like, I don't know how to talk about it. It's really hard. Well, bring in something else outside. Like, the card games are fun. You're like, let's play this instead of playing. What games do people play? Card games, couples.
Oh, Cards Against Humanity. Wait, are we talking about sex
games
or regular
general,
games?
That aren't sex games, but it's, why not just play a sex game?
Oh, we used to play, me and my boyfriend, when we were, like, in college, we used to play sex, like, strip drinking games.
Yeah, those are
or we
fun.
Play there, like, where if you won like two out of three games of flip cup, you just had to go, the person had to go down on the other person,
right?
Like,
oh, I like it.
Yeah, right in the
but
middle
I'm saying
of the
if
game.
You like play backgammon all the time, like play a sexy game instead.
Sex Jenga
yeah. Or like buy one of these games that also the ones that ask you questions. They're like, hey, like, would you rather, like, your fantasies, like, they're just fun. You're right. I think a sex game is great, non-intimidating thing to buy. Okay, I think that's what we got time for. Anything else? What?
That's exactly what I was writing.
Right. Okay. We gotta go. We gotta go. I love you all, and I can't wait to see you all. I'm gonna see you this weekend.
Yeah, December
6th. At the Improv in Hollywood. Check it all out on my website, sexylme.com, and I'll see you at Hustler. Mm-hmm. Kate, thank you so much. Thank you so much, McKenna. This is so great having you guys here, and I'll have all your information on the website. Madison, you rock my world. Thanks. Happy holidays, everyone. We'll be talking to you soon, and we're looking for interns.
Yes, we are.
Check out on our website, intern match, or just email us feedback at sexwithemily.com. Feedback at sex. Okay, so thanks for listening. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback at sexwithemily.com. Fleshlight.
Yeah, there we go.
Okay, talk about here's it. The thing. Talking about your penis. What if you could feel the pleasure of having sex anytime, but maybe you didn't have a partner and you just were like, my hand, I've been there, done that. Try the Fleshlight. It has a patented material that's made to look and feel like the real deal. The Fleshlight is a male masturbation sleeve. They also have the quick shot. Great for travel over the holidays. It's open-ended. You don't have to worry about cleaning it out. And it's a great handy hand job helper. It's a great
blowjob helper. You should still
clean it out. But no, but not cleaning it right away. Cleaning
semen out of it.
Cleaning semen out of it because the semen can go anywhere, but still clean it. Yes. Yeah. I just mean
I was like, whoa. You still got to clean it.
You got to clean it. You got to clean everything, people. Anything that you put around your genitalia, clean it. So check it out. Go to sexwithemily.com. Click on the Fleshlight banner. Use code Emily and get a free bottle of their lube. Plus, as long as we're talking about your penis, if you want to last longer in bed, a lot of guys do. They're just like, I go three, I want to go six. Check out Promescent. It's a quickly absorbing delay spray. It's the only FDA-approved treatment for premature ejaculation. And even if you're not a premature ejaculator, you can use it. You wait 10 minutes, you apply it to your penis, and you will last longer. It's a quickly absorbing delay spray. And it will improve your sex life. There's an orgasm gap. Some people take longer to orgasm than their partner. Check it out. That's Promescent.com. Okay, everyone, thanks for listening.